This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. The federal government has decertified large parts of the Colorado Public Health Lab. Newly obtained reports describe a culture of fear and underfunding leading to the problems. CPR's Ben Marcus reports.
When a chemist testing for heavy metals in water was found to be manipulating data, there was confusion over how to respond, according to reports obtained by CPR News. The problems were made worse by underfunding at the lab. The Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment says they finally got the money this month to fix outdated equipment and add staff. But the lab's former director, Emily Travanti, said in an interview that she warned about a lack of funding for years.
I shared back with them probably 50 documents of here's issues that I was raising, here's requests for funding, and I was told that it was not, the urgency didn't come through.
Private labs are doing the water and food testing until the state lab can get recertified. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
About half of Coloradans get health insurance through employer-sponsored insurance, and those costs are spiking in the state. That's according to a new analysis. Researchers looked at data from every state. Premiums for family coverage through employer-provided health insurance reached nearly $25,000 in Colorado last year. That's about $500 more than the national average. Premiums for employer-sponsored insurance are rising faster than inflation, and deductibles are going up even faster, according to the analysis, which was done by researchers at the University of Minnesota. MSU Denver's women's volleyball team has won the national championship. It's the first time in program history. The Roadrunners took down Concordia St. Paul 3-1 in the D2 women's volleyball title game. The team also set a program record for most wins on their way to the trophy. And it's the school's first national championship since the women's soccer team in 2006. Congrats, Roadrunners. This is